Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. And well, we're rounding out the month of March, and that means it's also coming down with the Big Boom Bracket Battle. And it's been fun ever since the beginning, and it's just how time flies, you know. We're down to the final two.
That's right. We've been talking about this all month long for the month of March, and every week having an update, and it's been really fun to see the community involvement ever since we did the elimination round on Facebook, and then every round since then, eliminating individuals along the way and going through the process of the Big Boom Bracket Battle and enjoying kind of that fun March bracket fun. And so we're on to the final week. We're down to the grand finale duo. We have Chief Grayson Hill from the Perry Fire Department, and we have Paige Scheib from Edward Jones. So it's anyone's guess who's going to be the winner. I mean, every time I think my bracket would be busted by now if I had to guess who I thought would make it into the final round. But it's very exciting to have that community involvement. Like I said, it all supports the fireworks drive. So it's a little fun and quirky, but it's really fun. It's a great opportunity to fundraise in a different way. And it all ends next Tuesday at noon. So same cutoff time as the previous 3 weeks. Noon online. We will pick up the jars at the rec center at 11. So don't forget to, you know, empty your pockets and stuff your spare change there. We'll pick that up at 11. And then online donations will close at noon. We'll announce the winner. And then one of them we'll get a pie in the face that night at the annual dinner. So a little messy, but it's really fun. We keep it clean, of course. But yeah, there's definitely real pie going into someone's face on Tuesday. Thanks to Fairway for donating the pie for that.
Awesome. And before we move on to the annual dinner, if I recall, either Chief Hill or Paige Scheib, it's going to be a first-time winner. Is that right?
Yeah, neither of them have even participated at all. So fresh face in the bracket, fresh face in the final two. So that's really exciting and kind of fun to take down some folks from past years. So you just never know who's going to make it.
Absolutely. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. And yeah, you brought up obviously the annual dinner. That's where that will happen, be live streamed on the Perry Chambers Facebook page. But yeah, also, you know, it's the annual dinner. So
that's right. I cannot believe we're already here. The first Tuesday in April is next Tuesday. So no fooling. It's April 1st. Right. We've got our annual dinner. Really excited to see things come together. It's just a chance to take a look back on the past year, look ahead to the new year, celebrate some successes, and announce to some of our members, you know, what our plan is moving forward. We do have one announcement with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, which is exciting. And then, of course, we have our annual awards. And so it's just a fun night to bring everyone together. We're all sold out, which is exciting. Nice. And so, yeah, it's just a fun night with a lot of different things going on with it. But the awards is definitely a main part of the program.
Yeah. And with the awards, do you want to read who like the nominees and all that is?
Yeah. So we've had a number of nominees thanks to the community. And then the Chamber Board has narrowed it down to three finalists in each of the categories. So we have the Spirit of Perry Business of the Year Award, the Jack Finiseth Memorial Volunteer of the Year Award, and then the Chamber Ambassador of the Year. So each of those have three finalists, and I'll just take a minute to share with everyone who they are, just as a special recognition. Obviously, anyone that's nominated, you know, are great community members, but these folks deserve some extra recognition. So start off with the Spirit of Perry Business of the Year Award, which celebrates a business that best embodies the spirit of the Perry Chamber and the Perry community. So our three finalists this year is DMAC Van Kirk Career Academy, led by Director Eddie Diaz. Staff is always actively participating in community development activities and leads various workforce development initiatives. They played a huge role in this last year from the community's recovery perspective, but beyond that crisis mode, they definitely demonstrate their commitment to the community with all of the things that they're involved with. Also, we have PACES, led by Mary Hillman. They've been serving the community for 25 years now, providing a high quality before and after school program that supports families in accessible and affordable care. And then we also have Percival Scientific. They are led by CEO Jake Oakland. They've had a big year. They are such a pillar of innovation and excellence in the manufacturing industry,
but they've also completed a significant expansion in 2024. So something to be noted for sure.
Speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And so, yeah, Lindsay, thanks for highlighting that. Talk about some of the other nominees are for the other categories.
Definitely. So we have the Jack Finiseth Memorial Volunteer of the Year Award, and that celebrates someone with spirit and passion for volunteerism. So we have Jeff Hewitt, who is the president of Perry Economic Development. He's played a crucial role in the past year, especially for fostering economic resilience and opportunity. Ned Menke, for his passion and dedication as the president of the Perry Basketball Association, dedicating hours to create meaningful opportunities for young athletes. And then finally, we have Kathy Suker for her dedication and selflessness, consistently volunteering with her community, not only with prom planning, but also at the animal shelter and being involved in various things. And then we also have the Chamber Ambassador of the Year. So this is still a fairly new award, but recognizing beyond the community their impact on the chamber. And for those, we have Travis Landgrabe as an invaluable asset to the Chamber and the Chamber Foundation. Cherry Welch as a past board member and involvement in a number of events like RVTV and the Second Street Block Party. And then Larry Vodnick for showing the Perry that one person can wear many hats and be involved in any age. This is his third time on the board and it's volunteering in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely. Well, man, thank you for highlighting all of those. And yeah, we'll see, like you said, all deserve recognition, but we'll see who gets the awards. But yeah, thank you just for all the work that they do. Before we let you go, I know there's some other things coming up for the chamber that you want to kind of put into people's ears.
Yeah, so definitely we've got some fundraising still happening with the fireworks drive. So at the annual dinner, we will actually have a centerpiece auction. So we have 18 members that have donated or will be donating centerpieces. Those will all be part of a silent auction. That's actually live now. So if you're familiar with our Give Butter site for the Big Boom Bracket Battle, same starting page to get started with the live auction or the silent auction for the centerpieces. And then that'll end at the annual dinner. So check that out ahead of time and then that night. And then also we've got our radio pie auction coming up Wednesday, April 16th, back to back. We're really fundraising hard right now for the 4th of July so that we can get that all squared away, but looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Like we always mention, are there other things coming up in the community that you'd like to highlight?
I mean, there's always something going on, definitely. Our member organizations and businesses have different events. We've got a lot going on with the chamber, as we've mentioned, but also save the date for our April Chamber Coffee that will be hosted by Experience in Photography. That's Friday, April 11th. And then also the Spring Shopping Extravaganza will be April 12th. So that's a Saturday. So check out those things. We've got a lot going on.
Absolutely. Again, we have been speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, as always, really appreciate you going over everything. Excited to see who wins for the Big Boom Bracket Battle. Again, you can vote now for who you want. And then also looking forward to the annual dinner and everything kind of coming up. So thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.